It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat. One final time here in 2024. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. I am Brandon Tabman. We're joined now by the Chargers football coach, Bo Gadwood. As the Chargers are getting set for a first-round playoff matchup on a Thursday night, they'll make a road trip to St. Mary's Colgan. We'll talk about that in the next segment. But, Coach, you take over this program, and obviously, what a way to end the year. First of all, you know, you lose that game in week six against Centralia. You get blank there, and obviously you need to do some stuff to get into the postseason, and you guys are able to do that with back-to-back wins against Morehill Mounts Academy and then last week against Donovan West. So a great way to end the year and some momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, for sure. Great momentum going in. The boys are feeling good. We're finally back healthy. They put in the work, and it's showing off, and they've gotten better every week, and you can really see that, and you know, they're just gaining a lot of confidence from doing that.
What has surprised you maybe about your team this season, maybe that you weren't expecting going into it?
You know, they're smart. It's a smart bunch of kids. They pick up on what we're trying to teach them, and they pick up and they run with it, and they just, you know, it's just how well they bounce back every week and accepted the challenge just to get better and improve week by week has really surprised me.
Take us back to that game last week. You close out the regular season with a 60-20 win against Donovan West. Just take us through the overall thoughts and takeaways from that game.
Yeah, that was just the boys accepting a good challenge and just saying, hey, you know, we're tougher than you are. And that's what they did. They won the trenches, you know, clap it up for the big boys up front. They accepted a big challenge, and they owned that line of scrimmage both offensively and defensively, and that was the biggest key to that, and just let our running backs run and do what they do best.
Was that the best part of maybe the most consistent part throughout the course of the year? And we talked about it a lot throughout the course of the season, but just your guys up front, the big bodies, offense and defensive lines, just the trench battle, seemed like you guys certainly played well in that aspect.
Oh yeah, they've gotten better every week up front, and you know, being an old lineman's difficult. It's not, you know, it doesn't come easy to most. Even if you are built like a lineman, it's not something easily learned. It's not natural the way that these linemen have to do or the things they do, and so they picked it up nicely, and it's coming full circle, and they're seeing. You're starting to see the things we do in practice on the game field. It's taken a little bit, but you're starting to see that progression, and it's nice to see.
And I know you had some injuries early, and a lot of teams had to deal with injuries throughout the course of the year, but you mentioned, you know, getting some kids back throughout the course of the last few weeks. But Dalton Yossi, he's kind of been the leading charge in the run game for you.
Oh, yeah, man. The kid is a stud. He's just a workhorse. You know, he doesn't go down on first contact. He just keeps the legs a pumping, and he's just another one of those smart kids that is picked up and does a real nice job of reading his blocks and knows where to go.
We're talking with Bo Gadwood, Horton Chargers football coach, one final time here on our Locker Room Chats for 2024. Chargers back-to-back wins to close out the season, earning themselves a spot in the playoffs. They'll have to go to St. Mary's Colgan this week for their playoff matchup. We'll talk about it after a timeout right here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes here with Horton football coach. That is Bo Gadwood here. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Brandon Tabman with you as well. Chargers on the road here for a Thursday night first-round playoff matchup at St. Mary's Colgan. Coach, you do win those last two games to get into the postseason, but the prize is a very, very good team in St. Mary's Colgan. The Panthers are 7-1, district champs. They are out of the CNC League. This is a good team, and this is a team that made a run to the semifinals a year ago, but they got bounced by Jefferson County North. They just seem to be one of the more solid teams year in and year out. What can you tell us about your playoff matchup here for Thursday night?
Yeah, tough team. I mean, there's a reason they're number two seed. They've got the big boys up front. You got a great running game, quarterback, and he can spin the rock a little bit. So very well-rounded team. Defensively, they fly around. You know, it's going to be a great challenge for us, especially, you know, one day short playing tomorrow night. But I think our boys have risen to the challenge, and they're excited, and they were having fun at practice. I think they're just excited to get down there and accept the challenge of what's ahead of us.
How do you kind of handle a little more lengthy road trip, especially on a short week?
I've been telling the boys, it's just, you know, another business trip, you know, it's kind of funny. Our boys, they love the bus ride. It's something that, that's something that surprised me, is how much they love the bus ride. So for us, it's just, hey, load the bus, get down there, let's go to work and have some fun and play some football.
What do you see from this Panthers team, maybe schematically, what they run, whether it's offense or defense? I mean, do you see anything watching them and prepping for them that something they do is something that you've seen maybe from another opponent this year?
Yeah, so I've been kind of comparing them to Riverside and Troy, kind of a mix of the two. You know, all those teams got some great athletes, good quarterback play, you know, and defenses that fly around. So those are kind of what I kind of comparing to in my head. There's just, you know, they're Colgan. They're a good team. Well, they're a really good team. It's going to be a great challenge.
Give us a few keys to the game and the expectations for this game tomorrow night.
Keys for this one, I think it's the same as usually. We're going to do what we do. We need to control the line of scrimmage on both offense and defense. Time of possession, I think, is going to be huge for us this week. If we can win that battle, we're going to have a shot. We're going to have a shot there. We look forward to it. The boys are looking forward to it. They're excited, and we're ready to roll.
Back-to-back wins for Horton to close out the regular season, earning them a spot in the postseason. They go to St. Mary's Colgan tomorrow night to take on the 7-1 Panthers. Coach, we really appreciate your time throughout the course of the year, and good luck here in the playoffs. We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.